Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayechi. Hi everybody, this is Stephen Finkelstein. Hope you're all doing well. This week's Parsha, the highlight of the Parsha is what we call the brachos that Yaakov gives to his children before he passes away. It's interesting, if you take a look and take the time to read through what we call the brachos, they're not really the traditional kind of brachos that one would expect. A father is blessing his kids before he passes away. One would expect, you know, blessings for wealth and success and all these things. And there are some elements of it. But by and large, as you're reading the brachos, they're not really brachos. They're more a characterization. Yaakov Avinu is looking at each of his sons and telling them, I know you. I understand who you are. I know what makes you tick. I know your strengths and your abilities, as well as your challenges and your limitations. And with all of that, I love you, and I value you. In other words, the bracha that Yaakov is imparting and bestowing on each of his sons is the confidence, the self-worth, the empowerment that comes when a person feels that they are recognized, understood, and valued by their parent. The bracha is the power of being loved unconditionally. This idea is not limited to the relationship between parents and children. The Mishnah in Avos tells us, not only are we chaviv, not only are we dear to Hashem, but chiba yaseira, Hashem goes that extra mile. He tells us and informs us, he wants us to know, no das lahem, he lets us know that he loves us and that we're special to him. By telling us that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also gives us the feeling and the confidence, the strength that comes from knowing that we are understood and valued by our Father in Heaven. Following each round of Al Chetz on Yom Kippur, we say the following idea, Lokai Achelono Tsarti Eini Kadai Vachshav Shinotsarti Kiilu Lonatsarti. Hashem, before I was created, before I was formed, I wasn't worthy of being formed. And now that I am here, it's Kiilu Lonatsarti. Rav Kook explains the beginning of this idea, that before a person is created, HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks at each individual, at their strengths, at the talents that they're going to have, at the abilities and the challenges that they're going to have. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu searches from the beginning of history until the end of history and comes up with that perfect place in time where each person, given the package of who they are, will be able to use their abilities and talents, minimize their challenges, overcome the obstacles, and meet with success in their lifetime. The fact that each of us is alive and living at this point in history should give us the confidence to know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves and created us, believes in us, and believes that we will be able to overcome the challenges in our lives and actualize our potential. If I could humbly add one more point, as important as it is to know that your parents love you, that your teachers love you, that God loves you, there's one more person whose love and respect you need in order to succeed. Rabbi Dr. Abraham Twersky, in his commentary on the Torah, suggests that the sadness that Leah experiences and expresses by naming her first sons Reuven and Shimon is a reflection of the sadness and shame that she feels with herself, possibly for having accepted or needing to accept the secret signs from her sister on her wedding night. It's only as Leah starts having children and building the Shiftei Ka that she feels valued and appreciated by Yaakov and by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's at that point that she's able to experience her own value, her own self-worth, and the power that comes when someone is able to love and appreciate themselves. I wish you all a wonderful Shabbos.